וזה בחינס ציציס. And with it, this is also tied into the mitzvah of tzitzis, shehem bechinas sarois, kemuva, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is related to hairs. Bechinas, as the posuk says, vayikocheni betzitzis roishi, he took me by the tzitzis of my head, and it means by my hair. The hair is like the tzitzis of the roish. Hainu ki tzitzis heim bechinas chut shel chesed sheshem yisborach mamshich aleinu b'chol yoyim. Because the strings of the tzitzis represent the string of kindness that Hashem draws upon each and every one of us every day. She'elu achutei chesed bechinas tzitzis nikloim v'nishzorim me'asayrosnal. These threads of kindness, these tzitzis, are woven and spun from hairs, that the wool is hairs. Masha Hashem Yisborach Matei Klapi Chesed, and it's accomplished by Hashem leaning towards the right, towards kindness. U'moitzei b'chol echad miYisrael nekudeis toivos, and Hashem searches and is able to find good points in every single Jew. Shehim b'chinas soros, these soros, these hairs, the fact that a person moved a hair towards in the right direction. Ve'elu hasorois miskaptsin yachad, and these hairs gather together, v'nikloim, and they're woven, v'nishzorim, and intertwined, v'nasim b'chinas chutei hatzitzis hakdoshim, and they turn into the holy tzitzis threads, shemeirim al Yisrael b'chol yoyim, which reflect Hashem's kindness shining down upon us every day. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into the writings of the Arizal a little to clarify this for us. Ki yodua bekavonois, it's known in the writings of the Arizal, shebechinas tzitzis nimshochim minimin usaorois elyoinim, that the mitzvah of tzitzis, the light of tzitzis, originates from the heavenly hairs, kaviochel, these thin hairs, mebechinas sarois da'atik, the Abba Ve'ima. The Zohar HaKodesh, the Arizal, used the terminology. Now, again, we reiterate, Hashem is not physical in any shape or form whatsoever. There is nothing whatsoever physical about Hashem. However, the Sifrei Kabbalah give us representative terms. They speak in terminology about Odom HaKadmoin, Odom HaElyoin, Kaviochel, as if we're referring to a human form with eyes, with ears, with a nose, with a mouth, with hairs, the hairs of the beard, all the different forms. So the Sifrei Kabbalah use this terminology, the hairs of Atik. Atik refers to like Keser and Abba Ve'ima and Chochman Bina. Shemehem Yoitzei Oyer HaTzitzis HaKdoshim. The light of Tzitzis originates up there on the top floor. Kimavoyer bekavonas tzitzis, as explained in the Arizal Sforim, in the Shara Kavonos, in the Pri Etz Chaim, where he speaks about tzitzis, ayin sham, look over there, where you'll see the Arizal make the connection between the chutei hatzitzis and these saros, these hairs. Ki atik hu bechinas chesed elyoin v'noira moid. The term atik refers to an incredible, awesome, high level of kindness of Hashem. Bechinas verav chesed. As we find in the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, one of them is called verav chesed, great kindness. Kishom, because up there on the top floor, kuloi chesed, it's all kindness. There is no concept of a right hand and a left hand up there. There it's all right, all kindness. Vishom Shoiresh Kol Ashleshesra Midei Shel Rachmim. And that's actually the source from which emanate the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem. Shehem Tleisar Tikunei Dikna, which are referred to as the 13 Tikunim of the beard. The beard, the hairs of the beard. Sheshom Nimcholim Kol Huavoinois Venishapchen Lezechuyois. That's the source for the incredible level of kindness and goodness which forgives and erases all of our sins, and even has the ability to flip it over to convert it into mitzvahs, into merits. V'chol ha'oirois hakdoishois hanimshoch mishom, and all of these holy lights that come from up there, from Atik, hakoil bebechinas nimen usa'orois, ki yadugo bekisfi arizal. Because we're talking about such a high-level light, if there were to be a pipe, like a one-inch thick pipe or a two-inch, the light would blow everybody away to smithereens. So therefore, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that when we're talking about the light that's coming from that top place, that light gets sent through like capillaries, through these the thinnest wires you could imagine, like the hairs of the beard. It's nimen and saros. Because if it were any thicker than that, it would blow us away completely. It's got to be the thinnest. Because of the fact that there is such an incredible high level of kindness and goodness up there, that's what makes it impossible for Hashem to focus on only the good aspect of the Jews, to be able to ignore completely the bad, not to look at the bad at all, only to be looking at the good. Afilu bepoishe Yisrael, even in the worst sinners of the Jewish people, people who sin spitefully, who mistakel rak al bechinas hasairois shenimse bechol echod v'yechod. Hashem only looks at those hairs. What do the hairs represent? That tiny movement. You know, it moved a hair. The tiniest movement that the person makes in a positive direction, that's what Hashem focuses on when the light is coming from all the way on top over there. The fact that a person moves himself at times, a drop, like a hair, away from Gashmius towards Hashem. Person says, instead of having four cigarettes, I'm going to go down to 3.5. Person says, who are you playing? What are you, crazy? What are you? And the Torah says that Hashem says that's an accomplishment. And that's something that Hashem holds on to. That's like a bouquet of flowers. That's one of the roses in Hashem's bouquet of flowers that he takes pride in the Jewish people. Look at them. Look how hard they're trying. They're in a world where it's almost impossible to be religious, to be spiritual. What are you, nuts? You walk into an ice cream store, there's 426 flavors of ice cream, and there's 36 kinds of this. There's every distraction in the world. It's totally, and despite all of that, this person is willing to try to make some effort to cut down on the gashmias. Wow. And by the person showing that and taking that initiative, that hair, Hashem shines down upon that person the greatest, highest level of light, which is referred to as hairs, these thin threads and hairs. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, the Atik Yoimin Yisiv, Kavyochol Hashem, who is referred to as Atik Yoimin, the oldest, is sitting on his throne, Levushe Kitlag Chiver, his garments are white like snow, Usa'areshe Ka'amar Neko, and the hairs of his head are pure white wool. This is referring again to the highest levels of Rachmim, of Chesed of Hashem. And through these hairs, all judgments, all harshness, all punishments are sweetened. And all the sins are forgiven. And all kinds of goodness and kindness flows down upon the Jewish people. Hakoil al yidei bechinas sairois soelyonim. All of this is coming from those heavenly hairs, from the hairs of the beard of Hashem. Kaviyoch referring to the highest levels of kindness. Shenim shachim. How do we draw this? How do we pull this down upon us? Al yidei hasairois toivois shemoitzah shemispar b'cholech miyisrael. Through the good hairs that Hashem finds in each and every single Jew, those one or two hairs that. Afilu bagorua shabagruim, even in the worst of the worst, umehem yoitze oir hatzitzis. And it's from these hairs that comes forth this brilliant light of tzitzis, of the mitzvah of tzitzis. וזה בחינס מן המיצר קורוסיקו, ומבור בכוון אויס שמיצר אויס יויס צמר, בחינס סיירויס, שבחינס תיגוני דיק נעין שם. We have this special, special פוסק in Tehillim, where דובר המלך says, Hashem, I cry out to you from my desperate situation, מן המיצר. I find myself in an incredible constriction. I'm suffering from head to toe. No parnosa, no health. No, this meitzar means a person's mamish crushed. He's all backed into a tiny, tiny corner. And the Arizal says that the word meitzar is the letters tzemer, which refers to that white wool, the saris, the white hairs that it says over there in Daniel, they're referred to as sa'ar reshe ka'amar neko. The hairs of the head are like the pure, clean, white wool. Shehim b'chinas tikkunei diknein sham. That's merames to the tikkunim of the beard, the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem. Hainu kanal. This is exactly like we said before. Shesarois hadikno kadisha. The hairs of the holy beard. Shehim kol hamidei shel rachmim, which represent the full spectrum of kindness of Hashem. Nimshochim aidei b'chinas min hameitzar korosiko. How does a person draw them upon himself? Through min ha-meitzar, by a person calling out to Hashem when he's already all the way down and out. Dahainu al yidei she'odom menatek atzmei kichut ha-saira migashmiusar l'Hashem Yisborah. By a person moving himself, a hair, one, a tiny, tiny drop from his gashmius, moving towards spirituality, towards Hashem. Dahainu meaning kishu b'meitzar godol, when the person's really it's surrounded on all sides by what? By gashmius, by b'meitzar godol. V'ataivos v'sitrachra mizgabrim olav k'moshim mizgabrim. And all the evil desires and the sitrachras are all over him. They're doing the best job in the world to kill him from all sides, to get him to do every sin possible in thought, in speech, in action. Ad she'ein lo derech lintois yemin esmoil, to the point where a person has nowhere to go. He can't go to the right, to the left. He's surrounded on all sides. He's boxed in. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Eicha, kol roidfeho hisigua bein hametzorim, that all the enemies of the Jews were able to get to us when we were bein hametzorim, when we were locked in, when we were backed into a corner like that. Ad she'nidme she'ofeis tikva chas v'shalom, to the point where it seems to the person as if it's all over. There's no hope. V'hu, ba'oitzem doch goyim mitzorei nafsha. And this person who is so crushed, he is so beaten, he is so muddy with sin and everything, and despite that, he doesn't quit. He doesn't give up. Poinel Hashem Yisborach. The person turns to Hashem, v'tzoyek elav Yisborach, and he cries out to Hashem min ha-meitzar, from this incredible low place, b'chinas min ha-meitzar korosiko, afal pishem asher poinel atzmel Hashem Yisborach urak kechut ha-saira. Even though his turning to Hashem now is a drop. What do you mean? He davens for like 3 minutes. How does that compare to 23 hours and 57 minutes full of nonsense, full of sins, full of junk? What is that? The answer is still, Yokor Beinei Hashem Yisborach. It's very precious in Hashem's eyes. V'nase mimeitzar tzemer. And Hashem takes that person's meitzar, that tiny drop, and he activates the tzemer, that highest level of kindness on the part of Hashem. Shein b'chinas soros dedikno kadisha, the white hairs of the holy beard, kaviyochel of Hashem. Shesham kuloi rachmim, there it's all kindness, v'toiv. Shesham nishapech hakoy l'toiv v'schus k'yedua. There, everything gets whitewashed. It's bleach. A bleaching that no matter what you throw in there, the mud and filth, and it's purple and it's green and it's good. Everything comes out of there lily white. Kayadua, as is known. V'ze b'chinas chut shel tzemer b'yom ha-kippurim. This is the whole concept of the flag on Yom Kippur. That the Gemara says that the Jews had this piece of wool, which when it turned white on Yom Kippur by miracle, that was an indication to the entire Jewish people that all of their sins, which are symbolized by redness, bloody, ugly redness, was all whitewashed, turned to white. Shoya Malbin Havoinoi Shel Kol HaShana, that represented the whitening of all the sins that the Jews had done throughout the entire year. Kamei Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, Vim Yadimu Katoila, if they'll be red like a blood worm, Katsemer Yu, I'll whiten them like white wool. Ki Iker Slichas Havoinoi Biyom HaKippurim Nimshach HaYidei B'china Zois, because the main success in having our sins forgiven on Yom Kippur is based on what we just learned here. Ayidei Shashem Yisborach Moitzei B'Yisroel Afilu B'Hachoytem Rachmono Litzlon Kama V'Kama Saris Toivos Kanal. By Hashem finding within the sinners of the Jewish people, by Hashem finding a couple of good hairs, Shayidei Zeh Me'iren Hasaroi Sol Yonis. Those good hairs down below here trigger a reaction up in heaven. They shake those hairs over there in heaven of the Dikna Kadisha. Shem b'chinas tikune Dikna b'chinas semeral shaydeze mechilas kol ha'avaynos. And that results in a forgiveness of all the sins. This is introduction. Rav Nosson Zal is giving an incredible introduction. And now in paragraph Gimel, he's going to lead into the topic of the reishis hagez, the wool on the sheep that we shear off, to show how that's connected to the introduction he gave here.